Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. I was talking to a friend recently. Actually, we were going back and forth by audio text. I love audio messages because they're like voicemails in a way, but somehow better. Anyway, we were talking about work. We met years ago in an entrepreneurs group. And this friend wears many hats and has several different businesses, but she really wants to focus on one. And she had a great description of her desire. She said, "I want to be a leading lady in my business. I feel like I help others launch their businesses, but I'm more behind the scenes, like a supporting actress. And I'm tired of being a supporting actress." Isn't that a great description? And then she shared that she gets really mad at herself for staying in the number two supporting actress role, for being in the backs, right? Being not the lead singer, but one of the supremes, and not putting herself out there in a bigger way. So this is the piece I want to chat about today. The frustration with or disappointment we have in ourselves when we don't do something big, or when we don't perform as we think we should, or we get scared and need a moment to regroup. We're just so hard on ourselves, and we're so quick to identify our shortcomings. I know this is a common theme on this podcast, how to practice self-kindness, how to give ourselves grace and focus on all that we do so well rather than all that we don't. So here it is again. I'm reiterating a similar theme to other podcasts because I think we need reminders. We forget. We have an amnesia problem. So let's get back to our friend who wants to be a leading lady. She started two successful businesses that she currently runs. She's a prolific author. She homeschools her very beautiful children. She takes care of her parents who need a bit more help these days. And she's an avid organizer and volunteer at her church. I've gotten several friendship cards from her telling me how grateful she is for my friendship. She helped me with my book and helped me with Joy School. I trust her opinion. She's a wonderful sounding board. She's resilient, but also has some great boundaries, right? Not so easy when you're kind and generous. When the poop hits the fan, she is the person you call for help. But I think she sees what she hasn't done yet, what she hasn't stepped into yet, hasn't built yet. And yes, sometimes we have to take that scary step, even a baby-sized one. But if we're going to do that, let's do it from a place of strength. So here's the message for today. Build yourself up, not with false flattery that you don't believe, but by being honest about who you are, your character, your resilience, your perseverance, your ability to juggle 10 plates at one time, your tensile strength. Then take the step. I'm not worried about hubris or an overinflated ego. I think that's actually pretty uncommon. So as you ready yourself for something new, even just a small baby step, begin by building yourself up each day. Tell yourself something wonderful about yourself. I give this assignment to my clients and nobody likes it. I actually think one day I might lose a client because they hate it so much. It feels very uncomfortable. I've never had anyone say, "Oh, that was so easy and so much fun. I'm so amazing at that." No one has ever said that to me. But the only way for us to truly feel worthy and capable and ready to take a big step or a baby step is to practice how we speak to ourselves, to practice allowing in self-praise and recognition. And I know I'm being a little bit bossy today. I can be kind of bossy. It's a good thing. I was actually going to insert a self-deprecating comment right there, but given that I'm urging you to name the ways in which you're amazing, I'm going to bite my tongue and not do it. So go ahead, start practicing. Every day, say one thing that you're really good at. One thing. And send this episode to a friend who might be suffering from a similar I am amazing amnesia. You can tell them that Bossy Pants Bloom made you do it. I put you up to it. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish, and thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.